Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As you may have learned by this morning, Donald Trump has been indicted by a Manhattan grand jury. Let's talk more about it with Margaret Brennan, moderator of CBS's Face the Nation, joining us this morning. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning.
So I guess the indictment is under seal, so we don't know the exact charges. What do we know so far about what is happening and what happens next?
That is a very important point you just raised. So anyone who is right now saying this is either a sure thing or not a solid case really isn't speaking on the facts, because none of us know them. None of us know the exact charges that the former president was indicted on because they remain sealed. We should be learning more in the coming days. We know of the many things that the grand jury was considering include scrutiny of that hush money payment and how it was handled in, when paid to Stormy Daniels, a former porn star. But it is not the extent of it. In fact, our Bob Costa has been reporting at CBS that the Manhattan District Attorney has many documents and many other things there looking into, not just solely relying on the testimony of former Trump attorney Michael Cohen. So this is really the beginning of a new stage in this long story about the legal troubles dogging the former president of the United States. It is unprecedented to see the indictment of a former president. We know he also faces cases in the state of Georgia, as well as federal cases with the Justice Department probing both his role on January 6th and his mishandling of classified information.
Let's talk about that district attorney, Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan district attorney. Two previous sets of prosecutors have declined to take any step like this, you know, seeking Trump's indictment. How big of a risk is Bragg taking with this?
It's a great question. It's one I'm going to put to Preet Bharara, who is formerly of the Southern District of New York, former U.S. attorney there. One of the offices that looked at least one of these cases, the hush money payment, and the way the Manhattan District Attorney is choosing to move forward is looking at it in terms of being a campaign, an election violation. And so some of that portion of the case has been scrutinized because there is some untested legal territory here. But as I just mentioned, it's not the extent of it. Apparently, there are other charges here. So we will give you analysis from Mr. Bharara on what we know and what we know about this district attorney who has chosen to move forward with a case that the former district attorney chose not to proceed on. So does that mean there is new information? Does that mean there is something more there that we don't yet know about that makes this a more solid prosecution? Or is this district attorney just willing to take on more of that risk? We should mention New York is a Democratic state with a Democratic governor. This is a Democratic district attorney. And so all Republican attacks at this point are on the political affiliation of that district attorney rather than defending the former president or claiming his innocence. It is claiming all of this is politically motivated.
Politically motivated, intended to interfere with elections. That's another criticism that I heard in a lot of the comments overnight. You know, what does this mean for Donald Trump's run for president? Some are saying that this may actually bring him a boost, both in notoriety and fundraising.
Well, legally, it doesn't prevent him from anything. It doesn't prevent him from running. In fact, you know, that's not an impediment. But in terms of the messaging on this, it is fairly stunning to see how unified Republicans are, even those who are trying to challenge the former president for that nomination in 2024, who are attacking the district attorney instead of defending the former president, but doing so as part of this broader narrative of persecution, of political motivation, that the former president is being targeted and is a victim And so that is where how Republicans are threading that needle at the moment. There are a few who have remained silent, notable ones like Senate leader Mitch McConnell. But this is a space to watch in terms of the former president's popularity and among his base of voters. That is still a formidable force. And you can see any contender who wants to challenge a former president wants to ultimately win over those voters too. So they are treading very carefully, and we will see. I mean, it's not at this point very early on, we should know, in the presidential race, not yet hurting his popularity.
I'm sure your coverage plans are somewhat fluid because of this, but
yeah.
What do you have planned so far for this weekend on Face the Nation?
Well, we will have Preet Bharara, formerly of the Southern District of New York, to talk about the case. We will also have some of the latest reporting. Hopefully we will know more about the charges or that will soon be unsealed from our Bob Costa. We will also talk about some of the issues of substance really facing the country that we shouldn't put aside this week. We have to talk about that horrific shooting that happened, and those 3 9-year-olds who were gunned down along with some of their teachers at that school in Nashville. We will have Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy, who has been a leader on the issue of gun control because of Sandy Hook and the horrific shooting that happened in my home state many years ago. So Senator Murphy will talk to us about what could have prevented this, what can prevent it, what should be talked about now. Remember, it was just a few months ago that there were tighter background check laws passed through the United States Congress.
Margaret, thanks as always. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
That's Margaret Brennan, moderator of CBS's Face the Nation, joining us on Total Information AM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.